for a bargain. Ladies, if you want a bargain, come on in today.
Baby, you're the rich man too. you own a horse? Well, do you? If you answered yes to one or more of those questions, then I have a third question for you. What are you feeding it? Just, you know, regular horse food? If that's the case, I got news for you. Your horse is bored. Hi, I'm CJ Peckersley, and that's why I started Main Course, the first gourmet food delivery service for horses. That's M-A-N-E, like Maine, a horse's haircut that's also called the Maine. Course is spelled regular. Listen to what these certified horse owners have to say about Main Course.
Princess gets moody if I don't serve the Clams Casino at least twice a week.
You and me both, Princess. Hey, what about this lady?
I have to say, Scout became very possessive of the tiramisu. She actually bit my niece Dana when she came too close.
Gotta watch those little fingers. Hey, what about this guy?
Bingo couldn't stop eating the chicken fried steak. Even managed to keep most of it down.
Attaboy or girl, Bingo. Now that's just the beginning. How about a fun taco night for your horse? Or what about a zesty Korean-style barbecue you grill right there in the stall? What about a build-your-own ice cream sundae bar and dessert station complete with a luxurious chocolate fountain? Now what about a 70-pound bucket of those items and dozens of others from our world-class menu delivered to your barn or stable every day? Does your horse keep kosher? No problem. We also got vegan and gluten-free options if that's your thing. Your horse is a noble animal, so stop feeding it the remnants of a dried-up field in a rusty bucket. Apologize for the years of horrible food you've given your prized horse and sign up for Main Course today. Now grab a pen and take down this information. Go on, I'll wait. Get the pen. Visit MainCourseGourmetHorseBuckets.com and get in the saddle or any other horse expression you can think of with Main Course, the finest food your horse will ever eat. Sorry, no ponies.
The Sunday Nightclub Side B off to a galloping start here. We heard a live recording of NRBQ from the bottom line. I don't know where those dudes unearthed those songs, but they sure do find some interesting material. That song is called Bargains. A slightly insane pastiche, but as ever, the Q are completely in control of the situation. The Beatles with Baby You're a Rich Man, and the Chills from their debut LP, Brave Words, all the way back in 1987. They're still around. The song was Wet Blanket. Now, here's Blondell.
Here's to my acquaintance and companion. Lift your glass. I love you and leave you. I do give you all my best. Here's to lovely lasses who by now are sleeping sound. We miss you. I love you.
And ocean's daughter.
If you tune into the Sunday Night Club, it's a pretty safe bet that you're going to get some ELO on a somewhat regular basis. That, of course, was Can't Get It Out of My Head from the Majestic Eldorado LP of 1974. We also heard there Blondell. Young Man's Fancy was the song, and we are heading into the home stretch, if you can believe it. Hey there, it's Peggy Lee.
Hey there. Hey there. Stars in your eyes, love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high flying cloud. Though she won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday she'll come to you. Better forget her. Nose in the air. She has there's you dancing on a string. Break it and she won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
Changes, speeding motorcycle, won't you change me?
I believe that is about as sweet as anything can possibly get. Audrey Hepburn singing Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's. Speeding Motorcycle, a Daniel Johnston song covered there by Yola Tango. And Peggy Lee with Hey There from The Pajama Game as we wrap up the Sunday Nightclub. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. Stay healthy, and I'll see you right here in 7 days.